Hello.
Yeah, this is Lakey. Did you request a call back from customer service?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Is this Top Chef?
I'm not sure. Do you have a charge in your account?
Yeah, a charge that was made false because they advertised the product for $1.99 and then trying to charge my card $59, and I did not authorize that. I thought it was a good deal, seeing well, I don't even know what it was. I think it was a mixer or something.
All right, let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. What's your first and last name?
Mary Fernandez.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
2049 Westbit Avenue, Spring Hill, Florida, 34608.
Thank you. All right. So I have an account pulled up here. It looks like here I do see that you took a survey trying to win a mixer through a contest entry. Is that correct?
Right, but I never authorized it. I got to where all the information was put in, but I never pushed authorized. But they charging my card for it. I don't want it at $59. I seen the advertisement at $1.99. I wanted that.
Okay, so did you put your information in for the dollar?
For whatever they were advertising the mixer for $1.99.
Okay. All
But
right,
when I
so.
get to the end of all the information, all of a sudden it's jumped from $1.99 to $59. I'm like, no way.
Okay. Yeah, so basically the reason why that happened, okay, we don't actually charge you a dollar for the mixer. The mixer is actually an entry to win through a sweepstakes. If you didn't want to pay the $59, you do not sign up because when you put your information in, you're enrolling into a Bitel meal planning app subscription, and that's what the price is, $59.89.
I don't want it.
All right, let's go here. Right, so yeah, so basically the app focuses on how to boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. Would you like to try it at $20 a month?
No.
All right. Well, give me one second. Let me get this canceled out for you. Just one moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, just let me know when you're ready to write down the cancellation number.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
The number is going to be 920
920
699
699
009.
009. Okay, is that going to be credited back to my card?
Let me check on that for you. What date are you referring to that you were billed?
Well, I think it was April. It started, and then they took something else out today, or trying to. I don't want that.
Let's see.
Hell, I only get $850 a month. I don't need all that nonsense coming out my little bitty Social Security check.
I understand that. Yes, yeah, so what we can do on that charge for you, I can do a $54 refund. There is a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay, so you're going to refund my account for $55, you said?
54.
55 for?
$54. There is a $5 non-refundable fee.
Okay. All right, and is
yes,
that the
ma'am.
only charge? Because I called the fraud division of Capital One because I did not authorize it, blah, blah, blah. And the one lady gave me this number and said that I should try to call you guys to sort things out before they went any further. So that's what I'm doing. And they told me, Capital One told me that they also took out a $59 in April.
One second. Let's see. Now that was like, okay, hold up. That one and go back here. And so did you have you filed anything with them or did they tell you to contact the merchant first?
Well, I got to call them back if I resolve it with you guys. If not, they're going to follow through.
I mean, have
so
you already
I'm trying
put
to resolve it before they follow through.
I'm saying, have you already put in to file it with them?
I called them, yes, but they told me to call Top Chef, that number, 855 number, to try to resolve it between me and Top Chef before they're on hold, basically. They're waiting for me to call them back saying, yes, I resolved it, or no, they didn't want to help me. So I'm going to call them back and tell me, yes, I resolved it.
All right, one second. Let's see. All right, let's see. Well, it looks like we can. Yes, it looks like, yeah, DCA, you were billed in April. Yeah. So it looks like, yeah, we can just do $54 charges for each one of those.
So I'm getting back what? 109,
108? One second. Just one moment.
Okay.
Let me put it in. Let's make sure here. Give me one second. I'll
sure.
Put that in because the last one is pending. Just one moment.
Okay.
One second, I'm still putting the information in for the refund for you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, give me one second. Let's get that list on the account and we will be done here. All right, so you get a lot of those two refunds 3 to 5 business days to reflect on the account for you. If you have not received it, check with MasterCard. If MasterCard is saying they don't see it, then call us back at this number.
All right, now say what now? Say that again. I'm sorry.
Give the refunds 3 to 5 business days to go on your card. If you do not see it, call us back at this number.
Okay. So what's the total refund?
It'll be 2 refunds. They're not going to be together. They're going to be separate for $54.89 each.
$54.89.
Yes,
ma'am. All righty then. So I'll give it 3 to 5 days. If I don't see anything, any credit, then I'll give you a call back.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty then. Thank you so much. You have a beautiful day.
All right. You too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day as well.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye.